So I was there about 3 or 4 years, I should think. Maybe started about 11, and up to about 14. And he said to me one day, "Payne, I'll be moving soon." He said, "I'm moving to the country." So I said, "Oh dear, what about the horses?" He said, "Well, they'll be coming with me." I said, "Oh, okay, sir." He said, hanging from the ceiling of the tack room on the rafters was his bike, a bicycle. It'd been up there for years. It was all cobwebs all over it and all that. He said, "Payne, get the bicycle down," he said, "and clean it up for me, will you?" So I said, "Yes, sir." Yeah. Undone the rope and let it come down and cleaned it all up. Oh. So he came out. He said, "Do you like the bike?" I said, yeah, lovely, yes." He said, "Well, take it out," he said, and go out for a ride, see if you like it." So I went out and I went all around Richmond Park. I wouldn't get off of it. It was lovely.
Yeah.
We didn't have bikes. We used to go around with a wheel, you know, with a stick, running along with a wheel. Yeah. That's our enjoyment with a bike. Anyway, I came back, he said, did you like it?" I said, "Oh, beautiful, yes, I do." He said, "Well, take it down to your father and tell him I want 17 and sixpence for it." So I said, "Yeah, okay, sir." I took it down to him. I said, "Dad, Mr. Grindley wants to know if you'd like to buy this bike for me." So he came out, he said, "How much does he want for it?" I said, 17 and six. He said, "Take it back." Oh, I took it back. He said, "What did he say?" I said, "Oh, no, sir, he can't afford it." All right, he said, leave it over there." And then on the Saturday, the van came, one for the horses. Yeah. That horses went, got to say goodbye to the horses, terrible. And then the removal van came and he loaded everything up. And then he only put the bike on the van as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, bloody hell.